Why you need a clear set of criteria for what to discard. Most people fail at decluttering not because they truly cannot let go, but because they lack a basis for judgment when facing each object. They do not know what should be thrown away and what should be kept. Without criteria, every single decision has to be relitigated emotionally, which drains enormous energy, and in the end people simply give up from exhaustion and the room returns to its original state. The real value of criteria is to shift decisions from momentary emotional judgment to a checklist you can compare against. When the rules are clear enough, you no longer have to persuade yourself every time, you simply match the item against the list. Outsourcing the judgment to criteria actually makes a person lighter. A usable set of discard criteria should satisfy 3 points at once. It must be quantifiable, with concrete numeric thresholds rather than feels useless, executable, not dependent on that day's mood or energy, and iterable, adjustable to life stage and living situation. Meeting these 3 points is what turns decluttering from a one-off impulse into a long-term habit. This article presents a method of item decluttering built around the axis of discard criteria, focusing on the 4 high-frequency redundancy zones of clothing, paper documents, kitchen storage, and digital clutter, and appends a professional analysis from a behavioral economics perspective to help you understand why you know something should go yet still cannot bring yourself to do it. The essence of discarding, redefining your relationship with objects. Decluttering is often misunderstood as the act of throwing things away. A more accurate description is, by adjusting how much you hold, you make the items you keep match your present life. The goal is not emptiness, but just right. The present is the key word here. Many items are kept because they represent the past, memories, old habits, or an imagined future. Might come in handy someday, rather than a real need at this moment. Calibrating the time dimension to the present loosens a lot of knots. A practical lens, the value of an item is roughly equal to the real experience it creates for you, multiplied by how often it is used. Items that are low frequency and create almost no experience are essentially just burdens occupying space. When you look through experience times frequency, the reasons to keep become clearer. Shifting the relationship from I own it to it serves me makes decisions much easier. This is not coldness, but handing limited attention, space, and budget to what truly matters. Objects return to their tool nature, and life becomes more composed. Quantified discard thresholds for 7 common categories. Rather than vaguely saying throw away what should be thrown, give each category a clear numeric threshold. The following 7 cover the main sources of redundancy in most homes and are the easiest to accumulate endlessly for lack of criteria. Clothing, anything not worn in the past year, 365 days, goes on the to-process list. Kitchen gadgets, anything not used for 90 consecutive days goes on the list. These 2-time thresholds are the most sensitive detectors of high-frequency redundancy. Paper documents. Those not legally or tax required and already past a reasonable retention period can be scanned and the originals discarded. Cables and chargers with no corresponding device should simply be dealt with. This kind of accessory accumulates quietly in drawer corners. Cosmetics and skincare, opened beyond 12 months or past expiry, should be discarded. Books, if you already own more than 3 on the same topic and have not opened one in 2 years, consider passing them on. Gifts and freebies that clearly clash with your habits and take up space should be circulated or discarded. Stockpiled consumables. Stop restocking anything beyond a 6-month supply and use up what you have. These numbers are not iron laws but starting points. Their function is to translate the fuzzy a bit reluctant into facts you can check. When you can say, this has not been used for 402 days, the decision is no longer an emotional tug-of-war but a data confirmation. Clothing decluttering, the dual indicator decision method. Clothing carries the heaviest emotions in decluttering. Emotional memory, the original price, and the hope of I will fit into it when I lose weight all interfere with judgment. For this reason, clothing most needs a framework free of emotion. The dual indicator method evaluates a garment along 2 independent dimensions. First, recent wear, meaning whether it was actually worn in the past 12 months. Second, seen fit, meaning whether you have a clear occasion to wear it. Both dimensions are objective and do not rely on it is pretty, so I keep it. Place a garment in four quadrants. If both indicators fit, keep it. If neither fits, discard it. If it fits wear but not seen, demote it to lounge wear or pass it on. If it fits seen but has not been worn in a year, photograph it for memory, then pass it on. This avoids the common trap of keep it because it was expensive. Keep the action small. Handle only one drawer or one rail at a time, within 20 minutes. Small, frequent steps are easier to sustain than a whole-day weekend blitz and reduce regret. Decluttering relies on frequency, not intensity. Paper documents and receipts, the boundary between compliance and memory. Document decluttering has a core contradiction. Throwing away the wrong thing is risky, keeping too much takes space. The solution is not keep everything, but clearly separating must keep from can be digitized. The must keep part follows regulations and institutional requirements, tax documents, contracts, property-related proofs, medical records, with retention periods per local rules, tax items usually no less than 5 years. Rather than guessing, keep this part. The part that can be decluttered.